welcome to episode 20 of Influencer Insights. Before we get started, I want to know, are you a part of our amazing Facebook community yet? It's a fabulous place to dive deeper into each episode with myself and other podcast listeners to ask questions about the show or episode and receive exclusive bonuses relating to the show. If you're not a part of our awesome community yet, we'd love to have you there. Visit facebook.com/groups/The Influencer Podcast to be a part of this wonderful community.
Welcome to The Influencer Podcast. Each week, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist and New York Times best-selling publicist, takes you behind the scenes with successful influencers, bloggers, and industry elites in conversation to share how they engage, persuade, and grow their unique influence. Her mission is to share exclusive insider tips, wisdom, and action-based tools to help you strengthen, monetize, and build your own industry-leading influence.
While seeing your blog go live or images of yourself on your very own Instagram as an influencer can be thrilling, sometimes there's only so far that you can take it yourself. There's nothing quite as magical and gratifying for an online business owner or entrepreneur as receiving national media attention about something that you spent a tremendous amount of time, energy, and passion bringing to life. But many bloggers make the mistake of hiring a publicist too soon, which ends up causing frustration among both parties, not to mention burning through thousands in monthly retainer fees. Starting a successful blog or brand is a business. And I know this myself firsthand because not only am I a blogger and influencer, but I've also been a publicist for over 11 years. But I am also a blogger who has turned my blog into a profitable business. I totally understand both sides of the coin, which is truly unique in the PR world, and it's why I am so passionate about sharing my knowledge with all of you. So today I am sharing when it's time to hire a publicist and explaining what a publicist can and cannot do for you as an online creative. Plus, I'm sharing 8 must-dos before hiring a publicist. So I first want to quickly break down what a publicist can actually do for you and kind of the different angles of PR in this influencer space. Now, at its core, what a publicist is responsible for is really garnering media for your products or services that you're putting out to the world. So for example, if you are a blogger and you are looking to start to get some media for, let's say, your blog posts or the styling that you do or the events that you go to or really just your expertise or credibility as a blogger, a publicist could essentially start to pitch and place you in the media outlets that make the most sense for your content, your trade, and most importantly, your audience. Now, different angles that a publicist may use within the influencer space are, of course, going to surround anything from lifestyle, beauty, fashion, online marketing, digital trends, the growth of the influencer, you name it. There are a ton of different angles to take it and to go to based on what your topics may be. Now, even though it might seem exciting to hire a publicist and start to gain a lot of media attention for your expertise, your brand, or your blog, it's really crucial not to jump the gun here and spend money before you really need to. Even if you think you're ready for a publicist, I want you to ask yourself these 8 things first. Number 1, do you have a clear brand identity? A publicist can help you transform your brand into many key messages for the media, but you're the ultimate driver of your brand. So make sure you can answer the following questions before even thinking about bringing on a publicist, because good ones can't rep you until you truly know who you are as a brand, what your products and services offer to the world, and who the heck you're talking to. So the questions are, why are you in this business? What are you trying to say? How are you similar to and yet different from your competitors? What is unique about your approach? What types of data or analytics or transformation moments have you had? Who is your audience? Where do they get their media? Do they listen to podcasts? Do they watch YouTube channels? Do they flip through magazine pages? That's very, very key for your publicist to know. Okay, on to number 2. Do you know your target customer deeply. So just going back to what I just said, knowing your audience, your customer, your avatar here is huge. Lots of brands and influencers make the mistake of trying to appeal to everyone, especially in an overly saturated field where you want to grab all the IG followers that you can. It might feel smart to appeal to everyone, but it's not. If you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. You must first find your audience, your community, and those that you directly attract and impact. Even if you have a large following, do you know who that audience is? Do you know where they live? Do you know what kind of car that they drive? Do you know their ages? Do you know if they're male or female? Do you know what their struggles are, what they love to do for fun, how they spend their weekends? You really have to get a good grasp on who it is that you're talking to in order to be able to effectively communicate that in the media space. Now, if you want to dive deeper into your audience avatar, I suggest you head on over to juliesolomon.net/newsletter. That's all you got to type in, and you will automatically get a freebie that helps you learn how to define and attract your ideal audience avatar. Even if you can come to your publicist with a clear picture of whom you aim to serve, your publicist will be able to come up with some strategies and tactics themselves as well to really appeal to that customer. So it's not going to be every person under the sun. They're going to be able to do their job more effectively if you are able to bring to the table what you know about your audience. Number three, do you have a press kit or a brand style sheet or grammar guides or an EPK? When it comes to press coverage, a publicist will need to know all of this info so that your brand stays streamlined. Whether it's approved media images that you're going to allow them to use, what kind of fonts that you use on your blogs and on your websites to keep things cohesive. If you can't figure this out on your own platforms yet, it's not going to be the right time to hire a publicist. Going back to really get a clear brand identity, you must also be able to show this brand visually. And until you can, you need to wait until you hire one. Out of time today, but y'all know that I could go on and on about PR forever. And since I'm so passionate about it, I've created another free download for you guys today that addresses all 8 questions that you must ask yourself before hiring a publicist. So remember, these are the must-dos before spending any kind of dough on a publicist. I know this sheet can not only help you save money, but it will make your brand stronger as well. This is a great practice for anyone wanting to dip their toes into the PR land, or if you need to get a better grasp on your brand in general. So for those tips on your brand style sheets and grammar guides, plus the 8 must-dos before spending any money on a publicist, head on over to juliesolomon.net/II20. Again, that's juliesolomon.net/II20. If you need more info on what a publicist does, be sure to check the show notes and our newsletter all about this subject today. Please keep sending in any questions that you may have, as I really want to answer them next time. To leave feedback or a question, head to iTunes and share those thoughts or questions there as a review. And you can also send in questions via the newsletter, which you can sign up and gain access to at theinfluencerpodcast.com. But before you go, remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging at Jule Solomon and hashtagging the Influencer Podcast. I always love to see who's listening alongside me there.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.